Dari Jalan Kurinci 7 Pekalongan, Halo Kota Batik bersama Sari Gina. Jam 8 lebih 10 menit di studio Radio Kota Batik. Saya tidak sendirian, sudah ada kawan-kawan yang biasa ngobrol bahasa Inggris ya. Seperti minggu-minggu kemarin, Senin kemarin, ini kawan-kawan juga mungkin sudah bergabung bersama kami di Let's Talk on Radio Show. Jadi untuk malam hari ini kita akan ngomongin mengenai pemanfaatan IT. Salah satu pemanfaatan IT yaitu malam hari ini kita bisa ngobrol dengan beberapa kawan-kawan dari beberapa negara. Dan di studio Radio Kota Batik ini rencananya nanti akan hadir dari Badan Pengkajian dan Penerapan Teknologi atau BPPT, Dr. Derry. Kemudian juga yang sudah hadir di studio Radio Kota Batik ini ada Ibu Endang Palupi, kemudian ada Mas Eka juga. Selamat malam Bu Endang dan juga Mas Eka.
Selamat malam.
Selamat malam. Iya. Gimana kabar baik ya malam hari ini ya?
Kabar baik.
Gimana Bu Endang, sudah siap dengan kawan-kawan di luar sana?
Oke. Kita sudah siap dengan partisipan-partisipan kita dari we have from USA, Australia, and also from maybe we can ask where she come from. I would like to say hello first to our participant. Okay.
Hello.
Judith, Mark, and Joe, John, and also Catherine. It's time for you to talk now to greeting people here in Pekalongan. Maybe I can give the time for Judith first. Judith.
Hello, Endang. Go ahead.
Yes, I give time for Judy first.
Hello. I'm from Florida in the U.S.
Okay, and Mark?
Salamat malam Pekalongan.
That's good. Yeah. Judy, you forget to say selamat malam to Pekalongan.
I get selamat malam Pekalongan.
Okay, good. Joe?
Hello, this is Joe McNulty. I am a teacher near Philadelphia in the United States, and I'm actually in class, computer class here at Newtown Middle School.
Okay, thank you. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, adult. I'm John Morgan. I'm in Florida, Florida, with Florida Camp. I'm Fred. So, and I'm a teacher.
Okay, thank you, Jones. And the last, Catherine.
Hello, greetings from Austria. I live in the middle of the Alps.
And
as you all have seen, some music, that's where I come from that area.
Okay. Thank you. So now we have a moderator for this show. This is Mr. Eka from
Valentino Eka.
Yeah, Valentino Eka, and then you will talk with the moderator now, and I will watching. While you talking between Eka and all of you. Okay.
Hello. Good morning to America.
Hey,
hello.
It's
good evening there. Good evening.
Yes, my name is Valentino Eka, and I'm Miss Endang, what I should to tell to them is mean about ICT.
About the topic, yeah.
About the topic ICT.
Yeah, what topic that we have today?
Okay. ICT, yes. My friend is in ICT. I've been work in IT, especially IT, more than 14 years, and I've built internet for rural area, and we use Wi-Fi technology. That's I have a target that more people will can access the internet. And are there anybody can opinion or suggestion about internet connection, why internet connection for people?
Okay. Maybe some of you, one of you want to talk about the technology that you use in your country. Like maybe in Joe, in your school, how it's the technology, what technology do you use in your school, and Mark in Australia, and also Judy and Catherine. Who wants to talk first?
Sure. This is Joe McNulty. I'm in Philadelphia in the United States. This is our computer class here in Newtown, Pennsylvania. And I actually have two students who will tell you what they use computers for in school, if that's all right.
Okay. Joe, are you with your students now?
Yes. Hey guys, you want to say hi?
Yeah, maybe yes. I'm saying hi to people in Pekalongan. Say selamat malam in Pekalongan. To Pekalongan.
We're listening right now at the class.
Okay, your student can say selamat malam for Pekalongan, Ju.
Pekalongan?
Selamat malam.
We just looked you guys up on Google Maps. And we checked out Indonesia, and I have some students here who can talk about what they do in computer class, if that's all right.
Okay, so let's your student talk about the computer in your school.
Okay, this is Ariana.
Hi.
Hi.
We did a lot of things in computer classes here. I learned how to use Publisher because before I never used it. I also learned about Pixlr and editing with photos. I mostly learned, though, about HTML code. HTML code. I never knew how to make a page use HTML, and now I can. I also learned how to have a good video chat for a professional business. All in all, I learned a lot in computer class.
Do you have any students?
This is dope.
I have one other student who can speak, if that's all right.
Okay.
This is Josh.
It's very nice to meet you guys. I'm Josh Lomas. I learned how to use Publisher, and now I know what it is. I also learned you can take a virtual museum tour and make a website just by typing. I also learn little things for Word, like edit spacing completely instead of just a little bit. I also learned that there are fonts that are for titles and for writing.
Good. Hello.
They didn't be on the radio this morning in Indonesia.
Yeah, and your students speak so fast. I'm not sure that my student or people here can understand what she's talking about. But it's okay. We try to understand what she's talking about. And let's go.
Let's go to Mrs. Catherine. Catherine?
Yeah?
Hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to be in Indonesia at the moment. I feel flatter. I quite often use HLW Skype or Skype. I Skype quite a lot with all of my friends on HLW Skype. My pupils have gained valuable experience meeting wonderful people throughout the world. I enjoy collaborating with teachers from all over the world. It's expanded my horizon. It has brought my horizon tremendously during the past few years.
I burn movies all the time out here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And thank you, Catherine. So we have a new participant. There is David. David, could you say hello for Pekalongan? David. Maybe Mark, it's time for you to talk now about the technology in Australia. It is late night over there.
Thank you, Indan. I teach ICT, Information and Communication Technologies, in a primary school, so we have a combination of desktops and netbooks and notebooks. Obviously all connected to a file server and also connected to the internet. So we do a wide variety of creating things, but we don't do a lot of collaboration such as your students are doing around the world.
Okay, thank you, Max.
Okay, thanks, Max. Miss Judith. Hello, Judith.
Hello, Michael.
Good morning.
I'm in a little bit different situation because I teach in college, and I teach online classes and face-to-face classes, and the techniques and the computer skills that we use are a lot different in both of those. In my face-to-face classes, I often show a lot of online videos, and we talk. We have a lot of stuff that we put up that anybody can access in the class. And when I'm online, I have two different things.
Hello? Yes, okay. You did?
Yeah, I'm still here. Okay. When I'm teaching online, we use a regular browser, and we have access codes to the classroom. And you get into the classroom, and there's things that the students have to do on a weekly basis. We also have a live chat where I talk to the students, usually show them a presentation, and we discuss the things in the presentation. They can't talk to me. They can only type, but they can hear me.
Okay. Thank you, Judith, for your experience and information. And can I know are you a lecturer, Mrs. Judith?
I'm what they call an adjunct professor. I guess in different parts of the world they would call that a lecturer, yeah.
To Mr. John B. Hello, Mr. John.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm not a teacher per se in a classroom sense, but I'm a computer teacher. Computer business. And I will tell you this: I am talking to you on my smartphone, and I am actually standing in the lobby of my bank trying to make a deposit while I'm listening to this conversation. So I'm using the smartphone technology, and we've got the group Skype call. And I helped Indan 3 years ago when she did her original radio show. What a beat there. But Indan and I have been collaborating for about 7 years now. But anyway, it's good to be online. I'm standing in the bank lobby talking like this. They're wondering what I'm doing. I'm on a headset. Anyway, when we first started doing this several years ago, we didn't have mobile technology that would allow this. Now we can do it via our smartphone. So you might try to do a laptop or a computer at any specific location. But anyway, it's good to talk to you. We got a nice crowd this morning from various parts of the world. So, and the connection is good for a change.
Okay, thank you, James. Okay, now we have participants from